Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain and the European Union were expected to announce a Christmas Eve trade deal Thursday, today, after 10 months of Brexit talks dragged out over yet another late-night session. Two sides had hoped to unveil the accord on Wednesday, and the front pages of several British newspapers already proclaimed victory for Prime Minister Boris Johnson. Negotiators from the European Union and Britain worked through the night and right into Christmas Eve to put the finishing touches on the trade deal that should avert a chaotic economic break between the two sides on New Year's Day. After resolving the remaining fair competition and almost all fisheries issues on Wednesday, negotiators combed through hundreds of pages of legal text that should become the blueprint for a post-Brexit relationship. They're expected to hold news conferences in Brussels and London on Thursday. Europe on Wednesday began easing travel bans on Britain, put in place to contain a new strain of COVID-19 that British officials believe spreads faster. Discovery of the new strain set off alarm bells worldwide just as more countries, including Switzerland and Qatar, began vaccine campaigns to halt the pandemic that has claimed more than 1.7 million lives since it began a year ago in China. The European Commission has urged EU nations to reopen their borders to Britain and replace the blockades with mandatory tests for arrivals. U.S. President Donald Trump vetoed an annual defense bill, which would have funded the Pentagon with more than $740 billion. Trump has long voiced his pleasure, calling the bill very weak. Trump also wanted to strip out language that would have renamed some military facilities after Confederate leaders. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. President Trump's latest pardons include his former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, associate Roger Stone, and Charles Kushner, a real estate developer and the father of Trump's son-in-law. Trump issued the second wave of pardons in as many days after arriving in Palm Beach, Florida for the holiday season. On Tuesday, the president pardoned four Blackwater contractors convicted in the shooting deaths of more than a dozen Iraqi civilians, prompting outrage from some human rights activists and Iraqis. So far, President Trump has pardoned 26 individuals and commuted part or all of these sentences of an additional three people. Latin America received its first doses of COVID-19 vaccine on Wednesday, with a shipment landing in Mexico City. Officials say Mexico plans to begin vaccinating healthcare workers Thursday. Mexico's foreign secretary said the arrival of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine marks the beginning of the end of that pandemic. Mexico is scheduled to receive 1.4 million doses of the Pfizer vaccine. Other Latin American countries are expecting vaccine shipments, or as Argentina did on Wednesday, approving vaccines for use in their countries. Canada's health regulator authorized a second COVID-19 vaccine Wednesday, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he will extend the suspension of flights from the United Kingdom because of the new variant there, calling the situation very serious. Health Canada said the vaccine from U.S. biotech firm Moderna is safe for use in the country, and Moderna said it anticipates starting shipments to Canada within 48 hours. It follows the approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in Canada earlier this month. President Trump on Wednesday warning he would hold Iran responsible in the event of a fatal attack on Americans in Iraq as the first anniversary of the killing of a top Iranian general in a U.S. airstrike approaches. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had already pointed the finger at Tehran, while the U.S. military command that covers the region said that the rocket attack was almost certainly conducted by an Iranian-backed rogue militia group. In a statement that it caused no injuries, although it caused no injuries or casualties, the attack did damage buildings in the U.S. Embassy compound and was clearly not intended to avoid casualties, a statement made by the Secretary of State. This week, two Iranian-backed militias in Iraq denied responsibility for the rocket attack. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.